So today, I'm going to be out of 2 Timothy, if you want to turn there with me. And I'm going to focus on verses 1 through 7 in 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, the very beginning there. As Paul begins to write the second letter. You know, what you did just now, you encouraged one another. You come to God's house to pass on an encouragement, to pass on a blessing. And sometimes we always feel like we need to be here to receive one. But in reality, you're here to pass one on. And with God's help, I would like to encourage all of you to be encouragers to others. See, it's so very easy to put people down. It's so very easy to walk all over somebody. Especially when they are down. And they want to stand back up. It's so easy to keep them down there. The word encourage means to give courage or confidence. It means to advise and make it easy for someone to do something. See, in a sense, we have to be somebody's coach. Because we're almost like the athlete that needs to be pushed to go on a little farther. That needs to be encouraged that, yes, times are tough, but we can finish. And we can continue to go. I want somebody here today to know that if God is guiding you, everything's going to be all right. If God is with you, He's going to help you through those difficult times. And if you put God first in your life, you will see the things that come at us in this world as a blessing. And sometimes we experience different things, whether they be good or bad, and not, we don't necessarily see them as a blessing. I encourage you to tell somebody to hold on a little longer. In our text today, I believe that the Apostle Paul was an encourager to Timothy. This letter that was written is evidence of this personal interest in Timothy that he had in him. See, the text starts off by saying, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. See, Paul was made an apostle not by the will of man, nor by his own will, but by the will of God. See, God chose him. See, as he was out there doing things he wasn't supposed to, as he was out there not even thinking about God, God goes and chooses him. And that's sometimes us. We're out in our everyday lives, we're not thinking about God sometimes. We're not putting him first sometimes. Yet God goes and shakes you up a little bit, wakes you up out of this sleep that we're doing in our walk, because sometimes we kind of fall asleep because we're complacent where we're at. And He chooses us. He chooses us to do something for Him. See, when Paul writes, he writes with such love and such affection. In his voice, he says, "My beloved child, my dearly beloved son." See, most men don't really show love in the things they say. They're very cautious of the words they use. But here we find Paul writing to Timothy as his dearly beloved son and goes to say, "Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." See, this was an extraordinary greeting. And I'm sure that the greeting that Paul wrote was intended to pass on encouragement to Timothy. See, somebody here today needs to know and needs to hear an uplifting word. We need to be lifting each other up. Every now and then, I'll get a text message from Mark. And he'll send me a Bible verse. And this last week, I also got a text message from Nacho. And he sent me quite a bit of verses and a very long chunk of reading to do. And I was so blessed by it. See, I'm blessed by their text messages, their words of encouragement that they give me. And it always seems that these text messages always come in like the perfect timing. Because I can be having a horrible day or a horrible start to my day. And then my phone vibrates in my pocket. I check it while I'm at work when I'm not supposed to, but it brings true encouragement. See, in verse 3 of our text, Paul is thanking God for the remembrance of Timothy's faith. See, I'm going to read verse 3 here. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. And this is verse 3. It says, I thank God, whom I serve with the pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing, I remember you in my prayers night and day. See, Paul was saying, Timothy, as I remember you, as I think about you, day in and day out, I'm taking time to pray for you. So you can't pray for someone if you don't love someone. How much time do we spend praying for others? See, many times it's so easy to say, oh, I'm praying for you, brother. Oh, I'm praying for you because I know you're going through a tough time, but how many times do we actually even go and pray for them? Sometimes we say it as like, I'm going to say it just to allow them to feel better. And then we get home or wherever we're at and we go to prayer and they're not in our prayers. Verse 4. Paul is saying to Timothy, I am longing to see you. There was a longing in Paul's heart to see Timothy. See, somehow he remembered Timothy's pain when they were parting. He had commanded Timothy before to stay in Ephesus, but now he desired to see him. See, he was sorry to part with him. He wept at the parting. And therefore, Paul had that special feeling for him. See, it's a wonderful thing when children are able to follow in the steps of their godly parents. Verse 5 of that text, we find Paul reminding Timothy of his family tradition and that he was walking in fine heritage. And it was important for him not to fail. This is verse 5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother and then in your mother, and I am persuaded it is in you also. See, those are words of encouragement. I've seen that your family does very great things, and I see that their faith is great, and I believe that you are great, and that you are able and capable of doing great things, and that you are strong in the faith just like them, and that you're able to do that. See, those are qualities that a simple message or a simple conversation can encourage someone with. But the reality is you have to truly mean them. Because when you say something that you don't mean, you can pretty much tell. Do you know that you are saints of God? You are saints of God. Let that sit in. Let that sink in. Ephesians 2, 18 through 20. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Christ Jesus himself is the cornerstone. You are saints of God, so saints of God, be encouragers to others. Try to help somebody along the way. See, Paul loved Timothy, and he was doing all he could to uplift him. It's like we tell the kids at work all the time. If you don't have something good to say or something nice to say, what's the rest? Don't say it at all, right? Because words are very powerful. And sometimes we always focus on the negative things. Oh, you talk too much in class. Can you just stop talking? Or sit still for a minute. And I'm missing my opportunity at work to show love to those kids. Because some of those kids don't have love at home. Some of those kids don't have parents telling them how great they are. And I'm just adding on to it when I tell them, quit talking, sit down. And sometimes that's maybe even us in our own body, here in the church. There might be people who are longing to wait for some words of encouragement. See, it seems that Timothy was getting a bit depressed. Timothy was concerned about Paul's imprisonment. And with his concern, Paul realized that I have to turn this around. Verse 6. It says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. God has given every single one of you a special gift. And there is no time to be discouraged. There is no time to have a pity party. There is no time to feel sorry for ourselves. But stir up that gift that God has given you in your life. Don't allow your gift to go to waste, but stir it up. When the fire is dying, you kind of have to move it around, stir it up, so the flames can get rekindled. See, our gift that was given to us has to be stirred up every now and then. And it gets stirred up by reading, it gets stirred up by praying, or having others pray for you. And I know sometimes it's difficult with everything that we go through. It's difficult to be on top of everything. See, my purpose today is to encourage and to stir up your gift. Because yes, it's great to be encouraged and it's great to feel happy, but if we're not doing anything with that joy that God has granted us, then we're wasting time. Someone might ask, well, why should I stir up my gift, or why should Timothy stir up your gift? His gift, sorry. See, that very first part of verse 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind. Sometimes we're always afraid. We're too afraid to step out of our, I guess, safety zone or whatever we might call it. We're afraid to fail. We're afraid to put ourselves out there for God. Well, God has not given us the spirit of fear. As a child of God, what are we afraid of? See, some people are afraid to come out at night because it's too dangerous. Yeah, some areas it might be a little dangerous. That shouldn't stop us. This fear that we have should not stop us from serving God. When we're afraid, I can hear God. Psalm 91, verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fleeth by day. See, some people are afraid because it seems that everyone's against them all the time. And I can hear God saying in Psalm 27, verse 3, thou a host shalt encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Saints of God, don't you know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? Saints of God, be encouraged today. As Isaiah 41:10 reads, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will uphold you, and I will hold you with my righteous right hand." See, when things are getting rough and it seems you're all alone, there's no way out of the situation that you're in. Isaiah 43 verses 1 and 2 read, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and that he formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, and neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Be encouraged, and be an encourager to others. See, God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given us the spirit of power to do something, as opposed to the weakness of being afraid. God loves you. He truly does. See, when I first came to the church, I thought I knew what love was, until I realized the love that Christ has for me. Because no other love can equal that. No other love can show you how much greater that is than God's love for you. And I'm so thankful and grateful for His love. Saints of God, be an encourager today. Let somebody know how much you appreciate them and mean what you say. Let somebody know that you care for them. Give a helping hand to the fallen. Give a word of cheer to the cheerless. Be a friend to the friendless. Give hope to the hopeless. And don't forget that we need each other. And don't forget that we're a call away if you ever need something. Pick up the phone and ask for prayer. Romans 8:18 reads, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." I truly love you all. Grace to you and peace be multiplied.